brought his daughter, his 14-year-old daughter, was tied, spend the night with us. We just barely had bed space with so many. We had to give up the room with the lace curtains.
Right, now, what would you call this room at the top of the house? It was just an old roof.
There is an attic now with an electric light in it and disappearing stairs, but there was no way to get into the attic at that
time. All right, and what would you call this room that you have labeled here?
That's the kitchen.
Cooking. Okay.
We changed the kitchen from, when we had four rooms, we had two bedrooms, the dining room and the kitchen. And later we added the two rooms and called it the dining den.
What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store your canned goods?
Well, we used the dining room closet now. There was another chimney made on the other side of the house between the, what is now the living room and the dining room. And we used that. Then we have a cupboard built in the back hall. It stores everything from cow, calf, to canned goods that's been there for years. Preserves, jelly.
Okay, what would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
Alright, now what would you call a junk room?
Alright, a junk room. Okay, now if someone would be sweeping the floor, what would you say that she was doing? She might do this every morning. Alright, now what do you sweep with?
Well, we have different types of floors. The floors who have linoleum, we use a broom, water mop it. And the rooms that are carpeted, we use vacuum cleaner and an electric sweeper.
Alright, now suppose this broom was over here and over here beside this box. Now, and the door is open. Where would you say the broom was?
Beside the door.
Okay. Now, years ago on Monday, women usually did their what?
Wash.
Okay. What might you both call both washing and ironing together?
The laundry.
All right, now, how would you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
The stairway.
Now, would you use a different term for those outside of the house? To go upstairs, outside of the house, suppose it was a garage apartment. Could you say go upstairs or
steps?
Okay, steps. Now, in your house plan here, what do you call this?
It was at one time called a veranda. Now we call it porch.
Right, but it's still the same thing.
Shaped a little differently, but serves the same purpose.
Alright, would you distinguish between the one in the front and the one in the back, or would you call it the same?
The front porch and the back porch. And the back porch stores many, many unnecessary items. It's a lodging place for everyone in the house.
Alright, what would you call it? Just a little one just over the door. You have one that goes around the house, but what would you call it?
Here we go.